From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Refuge Manager Jackie Ferrier, today's topic is bat monitoring. North America bats face unprecedented risks from threats including habitat loss and fragmentation, white nose syndrome, and climate change. The North American Bat Monitoring Program, NABAT, is an international multi-agency program that uses four standardized survey methods. Data gathered from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico is used to assess the status and trends of North American bats at local, regional, and range-wide scales. Here at Willapa and Lewis and Clark National Wildlife Refuges, we have been conducting stationary acoustic bat surveys for the NABAT program since 2016. We deploy acoustic detectors at multiple sites on the refuge from June 1st to August 15th. Acoustic detectors take advantage of a key bat behavior, echolocation. As bats fly, they give off rapid, high-frequency pulses of sound. The sound pulses bounce off objects and return to the bat's ears as echoes, providing them information about the size, shape, distance, and trajectory of those objects. Echolocation allows bats to navigate through the forest, avoid obstacles, and hunt for insects in the total darkness of night. Echolocation is ultrasonic, meaning these sounds are above the range of human hearing. Therefore, we can't hear them, but an acoustic detector can. Seven species of bats have been recorded at Lewis and Clark National Wildlife Refuge, including little brown bat, Yuma bat, long-legged bat, California bat, silver-haired bat, big brown bat, and hoary bat. These species, plus two additional species, the long-eared bat and fringe bat, have been recorded to date at the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.